The World Health Organization says it is unable to distribute fuel and life-saving aid to major hospitals in northern Gaza due to a lack of security guarantees. It called for an immediate ceasefire so health supplies and fuel can be brought into the Gaza Strip. More than half of primary health care facilities and roughly one of every three hospitals stopped functioning, the World Health Organization says. Nabal Farshak, a spokesperson for the Palestinian Red Crescent Society, says many hospitals are unable to properly operate.
Unfortunately, since the beginning of the escalation and complete closure of the Gaza Strip, no fuel is getting in, and all the supply that was already within the hospitals run out. So we are expecting a maximum of 2 days and all hospitals will be running out completely of fuel, and then they will be unable to operate and continue providing the life-saving services.
Gaza's 2.3 million people have been running out of food, water and medicine since Israel sealed off the territory following the devastating October 7 attack by Hamas on towns in southern Israel. The Hamas-run health ministry says more than 5,700 Palestinians have been killed in the war, while 1,400 people in Israel, mostly civilians, have died.